The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Speaking of storms, there is a literal storm that is churning its way towards the west coast of Florida. And as a Floridian who lives on the west coast in Tampa Bay, wow, I was in the thick of it over the weekend. Maybe ground zero was the Home Depot in St. Petersburg, where people were frantically buying supplies, you know, sandbags. There was a line apparently in Tampa that stretched for over 2 hours to get free sandbags. And I wanted to sort of pick the brain of a pioneer in extreme weather and long-range forecasting. He's one of the best in the business. He's been a longtime friend of this show from Weather Bell Analytics. It's the one and only Joe Bastardi who joins us here on our guest line. Mr. Bastardi, we meet again. Another storm, another Joe Bastardi appearance on the Mike Gallagher Show. How have you been?
Very well. Well, these storms have been quite rare this particular year, but back in late August, I put something on CFAC that I've been telling my clients that this was going to go into a frenzy mid-September into mid-October because of the overall pattern. And actually, even back on Wednesday, something I wrote on Monday and Tuesday got on CFAC explaining to Governor DeSantis that he had to get out in front of this, partly because of the political situation in the country with the supply chain.
Right.
And while a lot of people, I've learned over the years, the greatest thing about the weather is it's brought me, and it always brought me spiritually closer to God, because you learn that no man knows tomorrow. You might believe something, but only the good Lord above knows tomorrow.
How true.
But the problem we have here is that this is the setup for the ultimate storm in Tampa. If you got a hurricane where the even if the center stayed just offshore from Tampa and Clearwater, you would just keep jamming water into Tampa Bay. You'd have the heavy rain going. You'd have the power out. And then the supply chain logistics for recovery are not like they were 3 or 4 years ago. I'll give you an example. I ordered a window back in April. It just got here.
Wow.
Okay, where I am.
April.
Right? I asked the person when I ordered it, because he said it's going to be 18 to 24 weeks. That's why. I said, well, 3 years ago, would have been 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
All right. So when I was thinking about this, and besides in my job, I have a lot of clients. Okay. There's still people where they don't care about your stance on global warming. They want the best forecast. And those are the people that keep coming to Weather Bell, because at 67, I feel like I'm 25 in this business. This is what God made me to do.
You've been around the block a few times, Joe.
Well, and that experience is keeping me right now from changing the track further west. And I'll tell you why. Back in 2004, when Ivan came off the African coast, I remember being on MSNBC, and this was 10 days before Ivan made landfall. And at that time, MSNBC used to have me on. And saying there was one hurricane, I believe it was Francis. I can't remember which. Gene was hitting Florida. I said, this is Ivan the Terrible, and this is coming. And it looks more like a central Gulf Coast, maybe Mobile, Alabama, in about 10 days. And I kept that forecast on. My father taught me, if you prepare and understand the pattern. My late father was a meteorologist and really, really was big in looking at past weather events.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He said, even though he said, look, all these computer models you have are great. He said, but if you can recognize something that has already happened, you have a better chance to get it right. So what happened was I made a change after 7 days of having Ivan go into Alabama. I Saturday morning, all the models shifted right into that area of Florida between Cape San Blas and Cedar Key with Ivan. I said, well, I can't keep my clients exposed. I'm going to shift toward that. And what happened was the next run of the models all went back to where I had it originally.
Wow.
And so what happens is this. When this thing gets north of Cuba, I'll be able to, and a lot of people follow me on Twitter and Weatherbell and things like that, then I will make the change. I've been thinking this is going between Tampa and Naples, mm-hmm. and it's gradually been shifting up. Now, let me explain to the folks the way Florida gets spared. And this could be, to a meteorologist, this could be an extremely dramatic event. This thing is going to explode to a Category 4. I mean, you know, the pattern was always loaded for bear. My company's been on this for 10 days.
Right.
Seriously, we've been warning clients that this is coming. Because you could, it's all pattern recognition. So Earl recurved at 65 west and got strong. Then we had Fiona got strong back at 70 to 75 west. So this pattern has been shifting southwest. This may not be the last storm, folks, by the way.
Right.
All right. It's a late season. But anyway, okay, so this is back 80, 85 west. That's the prime area right now for this to develop. But here's what happens, and here's why there's only been one major hurricane hit in Tampa in the history, a 1921 hurricane. That came in October and moved in very fast from the – it came in from the west-southwest. It got picked up by a trough, driven across Florida and out, so it hit Tarpon Springs. But what happens is that area from Cape San Blas to about Cedar Key, when a hurricane enters that area, as it's coming up the west coast of Florida, a bunch of things are happening. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's pulling in dry air from Florida. Secondly, there's east winds out in front of the hurricane causing upwelling and the Gulf of Mexico to cool in advance of the hurricane. All right?
Right.
This is opposite of what happens a lot of times. Hurricanes coming up the east coast of Florida, they cool the water when they go through, but the water in front doesn't get any cooler because the wind is coming toward land. And what does that do? That doesn't cause upwelling. So the warm water keeps piling up back against the land, and
right.
the hurricane literally creates a path to continue to try to intensify. This is exactly the opposite. In addition, there is going to be a heck of a cold air mass for this time of the year over the southeast part of the United States. So once the storm gets that latitude, about 27.5 at Tampa, let's say it goes 100 miles west of Tampa. Tampa St. Pete does get spared the worst of this.
Right.
Okay?
Which, by the way, to be clear, Joe, that is usually what happens. You know, as a new resident.
It always happens.
Yeah.
I was about to get there. I got four storms that are unbelievable.
Sure.
To show you how this happens, okay?
Sure.
And by the way, Jacksonville on the East Coast is the same way. Only Dora in 1964 has hit Jacksonville from the east. They get the storms that are paralleling them, but they never get the direct blow. Now, when you get to the Florida coast from Naples southward, it's more prominent. Of course, on the East Coast, it is. Do you know, Mike, that between 1915 and 1965, 16 major hurricanes hit south of a line from Tampa to Cape Canaveral, all right?
Right.
Since 1965, only five major hurricanes have hit in that area. How does that translate to an increase in hurricane activity? I realize we have new math today where feels that something that's three times as much before.
Well, of course, you know, as somebody who now lives in Tampa Bay, I've heard this from all my neighbors, it's the spirits of Tampa that keep the hurricanes away.
I've heard that too, But whoever created the coastline is the head spirit, because what happens is that coastline
yeah.
plays a big role.
All right, Joe Bastardi is with us, meteorologist Joe Bastardi from Weatherbell, weatherbell.com. Joe, break it down for me. I know it's hard this far out, but tell me now what you think is the timetable and the trajectory and the landfall possibility for the west coast of Florida.
Well, I think it's Wednesday night or Thursday around Tampa.
Okay.
All right. I think the closest approach to Tampa is Wednesday night or Thursday. We've been taking the storm into around Tampa Wednesday night or Thursday. We first had it We first sat between Naples and Tampa back on Saturday, but right. I've gradually pulled it up there. But I do think I do think, and I'll figure it out tomorrow when I see it get by Cuba. Because, you know, it's kind of funny because in the meteorological community, Jay, most meteorologists model watch.
Right.
All right. They're younger than me, and that you can get so many darn models. I mean, we got German models.
Oh, the European model. The European model goes west, and this model goes east,
So what happens is, and that's what got Trump in so much trouble back in.
Yeah. Don't even bring up the Sharpie.
That was the stupidest thing. I tried to get to him. Said, "What are you doing? Quit doubling down on wrong." Because that's exactly what he's doing. But the crazy thing is with this, not crazy. I have to, for me, my methodology says, for instance, in relation to Cuba Tuesday morning, my 7-day forecast that I gave clients, all right, is going to be spot on in relation to Cuba. Crossing the western part of the Cuba. Now, you say, well, how do we know that? Well, become a client. You would have seen what I was saying, right?
Gotcha.
Here's the thing. I've been taught the methodology is if you've been right to a certain point, try to give yourself a chance to be right the rest of the way. So when it gets north of Cuba, then I evaluate the new set of variables. I say, okay, well, maybe the models are right. It's going here or there. My message to people listening is this. Rarely, if ever, do you see this in Tampa. Look what happened with Irma. Irma came up on the inside of the Florida coast. You had a big blowout tide, so you got spared there, right, with Irma? Okay?
Yep.
Charlie went into the south. You got spared there. The 1935 Labor Day hurricane, category worst hurricane to ever hit the United States. Unbelievable, right? Went across the Keys with 2635 pressure and 210 mile an hour winds, right? It was only a category one when it got to Cedar Key. It fell apart. Elena, for those of you, the same kind of thing was happening with Elena. I mean, I remember the panic. I was on Saturday morning on the Tampa radio. I think it was, yeah, WFLA back then when I was at AccuWeather at Tampa. I mean, that may be the station. I'm not sure. But what happened was, Elena was being forecasted across Florida, and my company, AccuWeather, said, no, it's not going to do that. They've never done that. You've never had a major hit there. It stopped, turned around, and went away. But if it had gone in where the forecast
right.
was, just north of Tampa, you would have had the tarp.
So as of today, knowing what we know and knowing how good you are and how accurate you are, what do you think this looks like for the west coast of Florida as of today? I realize a lot could change.
I think it's going to try to come abreast the coast within 25 or 50 miles of Tampa, maybe even a landfall near Tampa. That's
gotcha.
What I believe right
and
now.
And then that could be real big problems, 1 to 2 feet of rain.
Let me tell you, if this thing gets within 25 or 30 miles as a category 3 or 4
right.
and moves 12 miles an hour, even if it weakens, the problem you have here, folks, is just not only the storm surge getting pushed in, but then the wind never shifts.
Right.
It never goes into the north, right? It just keeps coming out of the southwest, keep piling the water in.
You got to be prepared.
This is the danger that we're facing.
You bet.
The way out is a little bit further west.
All right.
Let's pray that happens.
Praying for we're going to check in with you again later in the week. One of the best in the business, Joe Bastardi, our friend from Weatherbell, joining us, tracking Hurricane Ian. And, you know, I got to be careful because, yeah, I live in Tampa. I know that the hurricane story is huge in Tampa Bay and St. Pete and Clearwater and all throughout the state of Florida, but I realize that much of the country is not impacted by it. But all eyes are going to be on DeSantis, and you know what's going to happen. They're hoping for a catastrophic failure on the part of Ron DeSantis. More on that coming up.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.